Hey, it is 11:15. Good morning to you, and good morning to Mabel Louise.
Good morning. My goodness, could this be Indian summer we're having?
I think so.
Just think, 62 today and 77 tomorrow. What a perfect day to get out and enjoy the color of the trees. Yes, it's a good day for me to take a ride in my little gem car and go back toward the woods. Well, I want to first say a big thank you for all of you who took part in our call-in pledge day. And don't forget, you can call in all month long and anytime you want to make a pledge to help us to get the gospel out. What a help and what a blessing all of you are to us at the radio station. And all your pledges, remember, they go to keep those 21 gospel messages going out on the air 24/7. So again, I say thank you so very much. Well, today my message is addressed to parents and grandparents. Have you visited with your children and grandchildren about the upcoming election? This is a very confusing time for children with all that's going on in our world. The riots, the anger, the coronavirus, and then on top of that, the election of the highest position in our country, the President of the United States. So I pray that you're making time, not just taking time. You have to make it to visit with them and also explain to them that life is not always easy, but to remember that the Lord is in control. Romans chapter 13 would be a good place to start. Let me give you the very first verse of that chapter. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. To tell you the truth, I've been asking myself this question. What are our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren thinking about as they hear all the political advertising all day long on the television and some on radio and on all kinds of media? Yes, children are exposed to modern-day equipment, and they hardly miss a beat of information. So I'm really concerned about what they are learning. Are you? When the children hear the comments of the commentators and some of the hateful statements, what they are thinking, I can just imagine what they're thinking. I guess what I'm asking today is, are you concerned as a parent and as a grandparent? First, I want to emphasize that we would not want to change our democratic government because it gives us free speech and a personal opportunity to make a choice. And those are wonderful, wonderful God-given privileges. No one in North Korea and other parts of the world are so blessed as we are. I'm so proud and grateful for every individual that has served in our wonderful country. Yes, they are truly special people. And I say a big thank you to each one of those today. The election season can provide a teachable moment for us as parents and grandparents. It's a great time to visit with children about developing countries, whose people experience religious and political persecution. How about the missionaries? I know of one who had to leave their home, left everything except the clothes on their back, and had to fly out quick to save their own lives. How we need to pray for these precious ones. And it's a perfect time to teach the history of our country, to share the names of some of our great statesmen and what they did to help make our country what it is today. How about Abraham Lincoln? He was a farm boy, and how he wept over slavery and was able with his leadership to free the slaves. And I'm thinking, how about George Washington? George Washington was the first commander-in-chief of the first American army. This army fought the Revolutionary War to win America independence from Great Britain. The story is told how he and his troops had been defeated twice in war. They were almost out of ammunition, and his troops consisted mostly of farmers. They barely had warm clothes, and most of them were walking in the snow barefoot or worn-out shoes. Everyone said they were facing another defeat. George Washington told his troops to halt and to be at ease. He rode his horse into the woods all alone. He got off of his horse, bowed his knees in the snow, and prayed to God. He got back on his horse and led his men, who barely had any time for training, to go into battle. You know what? They defeated the best-trained military in the world at that time. It was the British. What a lesson for children to hear and to learn what real prayer means. And you can encourage your children to want to be a Christian leader someday. They need to know that when they vote, when they're older, that they need to learn all about the candidate's integrity. People with integrity have nothing to hide and nothing to fear. Yes, we need leaders like that. We need heroes who radiate honesty, who do right according to the Bible and have high moral standards. What a perfect time to remind them of Daniel. Daniel 6:4 says this, "The presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they couldn't find any occasion or any fault. For as much as Daniel was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him." What a statement for a leader. And what perfect example of integrity. As hard as those folks tried, those envious peers, they could not make up anything bad about Daniel. Well, let me make some prayerful suggestions that you might teach your children and grandchildren. Some things that I thought about. We must tell them that our trust is in the Lord, that God holds history in the palm of his hand, and he's not worried about which party is in control. Our God reigns. Use chapter 13 as your base to teach that there is no power but of God. Sometimes you need to filter the news the kids are hearing, or if you feel you can, help them discern what is true and what is false. Yes, children are exposed to the world through iPhones and then iPads and, oh my goodness, all types of media. So you can assume that they are well aware of what's going on during election time, especially when it comes to the election of the President of the United States every 4 years. I'm a senior and I'm old, and I can remember how at each election the candidates would make strong statements and say unkind words about each other. So explain to the children that each candidate is attempting to provide information as to what they would do if they were elected to that office. Let's say it's kind of like being in a debate, okay? Children know what it means to debate, for they're taught that right in school. And then I thought about educate your children about issues of importance and explain the positions of the candidates. If your children are older, maybe you could have a real family discussion. And then never send the message that when it comes to politics, winning is more important than the things of the Lord. Sometimes we forget. And then teach the children to find out what the candidates believe, what their character is like, about their integrity. Are they conservative? Are they Christian? What about their moral standards? As born-again Christians, we must model for our kids the value of being respectful. Oh, even of those with whom we disagree, and oh my goodness, do we need that this year. Even though we disagree with someone, we can still be kind, and we can still be respectful and allow them their just right to believe what they want to believe. You remember that golden rule I talked about on my last broadcast? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And then I thought about teach them to love those who might oppose our political and moral beliefs, even those who oppose our faith. The Bible says love your enemies. Oh my goodness. Well, if they observe flaws in the lives of others, remind them that we live in an evil world, yes, blinded by Satan himself, and that we are all sinners and need the Lord in our lives to guide us and certainly to forgive us of our sins. And then again, that God is absolutely in control. When you go through Romans 13, it teaches a lesson as a guide toward government and God's leadership. Because, let me repeat it again, there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. And ordained could mean and should mean established by God. Remind the children how important it is to pray for the candidates and for all of our leaders in government, and to always use our God-given privilege to get out and vote. Oh, that is so important. Did you know that young people at age 16 and 17 can register early, and when they reach the age of 18, they will automatically be registered and they can vote? I bet you didn't know that. Help them memorize some good verses like Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things which you know not. And then how about 2 Chronicles 7:14? It's a good one, and we need it every year and all the time in our country. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. In closing, when that child comes to you and asks questions concerning the election, can you give them the answers that Jesus would do if he were right there in your place? Think about it and consider sharing with your children and your grandchildren the godly principles of elections and of voting. Now is the time. It's been good to be with you. Bye-bye.